All right. Well, welcome to the Sunday night business builder call. Had to hit star before I hit the mute part, but excited to be here tonight. My name is executive consultant Jeff Rollins. I have been participating with Ambit Energy for about 12 years now, which is amazing to even say. The company has changed me, changed our life, educated my kids, supported our family. It's done a lot of things. But the biggest thing it's done is it's built some lifetime relationships. I'm actually down in the village of Brewster, New York, where I live. And if anyone's on Facebook, you might know that me and my good friend, Mr. J. Emma, are actually playing some pool tonight. We play pool a couple nights a week sometimes. And so he's practicing up right now because I'm actually 4-0 in nine ball. He's a much better player than me, but sometimes I get lucky. And so we're going to do a call, and then we'll get back to some pool. But I'm excited to be here, and I wanted to talk about a couple different things. First thing, I wanted to just emphasize and just thank Vistra and Ambit Corp for just being just amazing and helping us, and just really doing everything they can possibly do to help us rebuild our businesses. I really want you to think about something for a minute. Do yourself a favor if you can. In your business right now, you need to go back and reflect over the last couple years and just draw a picture for yourself of what happened in the last couple years. Because I think what happens is we tend to forget. We have very short memories on the past when something causes our businesses not to work well. We remember the good things. We remember the accolades. We remember the rewards. People tend to remember. But sometimes we tend to, and it's not a bad thing, but sometimes we tend to block out the things that have happened that might be negative. And you know what? That actually is a good thing in some ways, because I don't believe that you should dwell on negatives. I think you should learn from things, learn from the things that have happened that might not be so positive, but not to dwell in them, but not to forget about them, and to reflect for yourself on what's happened. So in life, in Ambit Energy, it seems like people are very impatient with the recovery from COVID-19 and the pandemic. And they're also, they want to point fingers at the lack of success they have without including that we're basically shut down for a couple of years. So I just want to give you just a short reminder of just an observation of Jeff Rollins and what he really believes is about to happen and what's going on in this world and what happened. So let's draw back to November of 2019. If you write this down, it'll probably really help you to reflect on what's going on in Ambit Energy. So 2019 of November, Ambit Energy is purchased by Vistra Corp. Vistra Corp, $13 billion publicly traded company. They are looking for a company like Ambit Energy. And I'm going to give you a little insight, some stuff that I've been blessed to be part of and some relationships that I've been able to build with some top executives in the Vistra Corp. So I was told directly from some top executives in Vistra Corp. This is public knowledge now, because there was 40 people in the room, and I wasn't told to keep it quiet, so I'm not going to. But back 7-8 years ago, the top executives from basically Vistra Corp, but TXU, were trying to really compete with a company. TXU, Vistra Corp noticed that there was a company that was rocking in the Texas markets and gobbling up customers and growing faster than any other company had grown, other than just network marketing and also regular business. I mean, this company was amazing. In fact, this company in 2010 was named the number one fastest growing company in America. And this company was named that by Inc. magazine. And this company grew from $325 million in revenue the year I found out about the company. And then that company grew up to over $1 billion within 4.5 years of that. And in the year of 2010, was named the fastest growing company by Inc. magazine, a privately held company. Now, if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm talking about Ambit Energy. But the reason I'm telling you that is because the growth and the $1 billion in revenue multiple years over and over and over again, and over 1 million customers and creating millionaires, they drew some attention in the energy business, correct? And the reason they grew attention in the energy business is they became the number one direct seller of energy in the energy industry. And there was a company, TXU, that was getting their face blown in and just getting mopped up off the floor by Ambit Energy. And who ran TXU? The one and only leader of our company now, the overseer of Ambit Energy, Scott Hudson, who is the head of Vista Retail, which oversees all of the retail branches, including direct sales like us, phone, door knockers, any way that they advertise, anything that goes on, he oversees that. So internally of VistraCorp, they started a task force that nobody knew about except for four people, maybe five, and they were trying to develop a network marketing company in the energy business. They were showing up at meetings, they were sending spies, they were just trying to do whatever they could to try to figure out how they could take out this company that was taken off like a rocket ship, Ambit Energy, run by Jerry Thompson Jr. and Chris Chambliss and John Burke. That was what was going on inside of VistraCorp. But what people don't know is there is an individual that was actually running that task force inside of VistraCorp, this secret inside task force that nobody knew about except for just a very few people high level in VistraCorp, and his name was Eric Reisdorf. Now, if you don't know the name Eric Reisdorf is an individual that has been with VistraCorp for 18 years. He has been the guy that they have put in divisions of VistraCorp to basically either help to grow or turn around. He's been like the guru that's gone in and taken divisions of VistraCorp and turned them around. That's the individual. 18-year veteran, top leader in VistraCorp. So he was part of this task force. The only challenge with it is they couldn't figure out how to duplicate Ambit Energy. They couldn't figure out how to get a network marketing company going, so they shelved it. And they put it on side, and they just gave up. And Ambit kept kicking their butts, and that was just bottom line. So jump back to 2019. A year prior to that, from what I understand, Jerry Thompson Jr. has had some conversations. This is public knowledge. In fact, they told us about it in 2019 when they were announcing that VistraCorp was going to purchase Ambit Energy. Had some conversations with some of the top leaders in Vistra and was just testing the waters because Jerry Thompson Jr. saw a change. Jerry Thompson Jr. was a visionary. Jerry Thompson Jr. Was part of the 7-Eleven Corporation with his family, then started Caprock Communications that grew to over $1 billion in revenue, one of the fastest growing companies in America, and then started Ambit Energy and grew that to one of the fastest growing companies in America. Grew faster than Microsoft to $1 billion. So this is a very intelligent, insightful businessman, and he realized that he had taken Ambit Energy as far as he could. And he knew and he cared for the consultants within the company, and he wanted to make sure that it would end up in good hands. So he was inquiring. And then when some turmoil happened and the winter freeze happened and it was just a really bad situation in Texas, that was when the sale was prompted and VistraCorp ended up buying Ambit Energy. Thank God to the Lord that he did that. Or everyone on this call, we wouldn't be talking about Ambit Energy, and we wouldn't be talking about residual income that they've paid me for the last 4 years. And some people might say, well, Jeff, how are you so positive about Ambit Energy when VistaCorp made an educated decision, and I'm back at 110%, that they had to close a couple markets, New York and Connecticut, because the regulatory authorities were just so overwhelmingly into trying to put the squeeze on these markets that it was just zero profitable and a loss of millions of dollars, and they just couldn't operate in those markets anymore. And I worked in those markets, those particular markets, for over 10 years, almost 11 years. So I'm coming from a perspective of someone that's been, had a direct, repercussion on my personal business and my life and my family's life. But I'm 100% a backer of their decision. And see, what happened here is this guy sells our company. VistaCorp takes us over. Now, I've heard rumors that said VistaCorp was just going to buy Ambit Energy and they were going to just play it out a couple of years and they were going to dump it. Well, let me tell you my observation on that. I was down in corporate office about 4 months ago, and the corporate people just right now, well, let me go back a little bit. First of all, in 2019, they buy Ambit Energy. They also bought three other companies at the time. So November into December, Christmas time, they give out severance packages to people in Ambit Energy, give some of them an opportunity to come over to VistaCorp, but it's just pretty simple that you don't need two HR departments, you don't need two legal departments, you don't need two IT departments. VistaCorp had all of those things in place. So unfortunately, people that they couldn't place in VistaCorp got severance packages. And those severance packages, some of them ran out until January and even February, where those people that were eventually chose to stay and receive their severance packages weren't going to be working for Ambit Energy anymore. So at that point, VistaCorp had to make a decision. There was going to be no real big changes. There's going to be no pushing forward. They were just going to let that ride out. And then first of the year, 2020, they would kick it off. Well, if we all remember what happened in January, February of 2020, the pandemic hit and everything got shut down. So VistaCorp made a shift. And instead of talking about growth and feeding Ambit Energy and regrowth, they had to switch into how do we save our companies? How do we send everyone home? How do we take all of consultant support, all of customer care, all of the executives, and make sure their phones work at home so we can call in and have customer care and have consultant support, and they work and do that. I mean, I don't know what that takes, but I got to believe it takes an unbelievable undertaking to make that work. And they made it work. And they continue with paying us residual income. And I was able to, in living in the state of New York, basically shut down, nothing like Texas, I was able to get a check every month and feed my family, stay in my house, pay all my bills throughout 2020, 2021, not even worrying about it because of this great company, VistaCorp, that bought Ambit Energy. That's why I'm an amazing supporter and excited. But that's not the only reason, because I had an opportunity to build some relationships. I had the chance to meet these people. 2019, before all this hit, I was honored to be asked to be a trainer and a speaker, along with the great Brian McClure, to ask me to be on this call at the EC Fly. It was the last EC Fly before COVID-19. And while we were there, we took a tour of the Vista headquarters. It was the first group of Ambit Energy consultants that ever stepped into VistaCorp. And while we were there, we sat and they did some surveys and they asked us questions and they put us in a room. And there was this really nice woman from Vistra. I remember she was there. She remembered me easier than I remembered her. And she was conducting these studies. And they did all sorts of polling and studies. I didn't know where this data was going to go. I didn't know what happened with it, but they took it. Well, come to find out, flipping forward a couple of years, Ambit Energy decided to take that gentleman that I was telling you about, Eric Reisdorf, that after extensive research, who could do that, and they decided to introduce Eric Reisdorf as the leader of now Ambit Energy for VistaCorp. So we have a guy. They chose a guy. Do you think if they were thinking about not continuing in Ambit Energy, they're going to take an 18-year veteran of VistaCorp and make him in charge? Also, you think that they would take, I was just down in corporate 3 months ago, everyone's now coming back, just now, okay, so a full almost 3 years into the office of VistaCorp from Ambit Energy. They're now back, I think, 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they have Thursday, Friday still working from home. They took Ambit Energy, out of all the other things that they have, sales, direct sales, all the other things that they have, when you walk into VistaCorp, you go through security, if you look straight across the corridor, Ambit Energy is plopped right in the middle of everything in VistaCorp. Now, I'm no dummy, but I would have to think that if they weren't thinking about continuing with this marketing arm, they're not sticking in the middle of their corporate office. Just saying, but just an observation from me. So think about this. What they've done with Ambit Energy and the things that they come out with and the different ways that we buy energy, the winter break and the summer break and power perks and all that stuff, Eric Reisdorf's wife was the woman that I was in 2019 in that round table doing surveys. His wife actually worked for the company, and that's where they met. And she told me herself at the Black Tie Dinner that was what came out of that survey meeting, all these different ways to buy energy and different things that went on. So these guys are highly sophisticated. They're planners, and they feel, and they're sold behind it, Ambit Energy is going to be the premier marketing arm and where they're going to channel all their efforts to market energy for VistaCorp. I mean, that is exciting. I believe we are in the best place we've ever been before in our lives. And the greatest thing about it is, no matter where my business is at, no matter where it's going to be in a couple months, I'm an executive consultant in the number one seller of energy in America. And you know what? I'm really good at it now because I got 12 years experience. And this is what I wanted to talk to you about tonight. The reason I said that and went through that monologue is I wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, what it takes to be a winner and what I believe you need to do. And I'm not gonna take a lot of time, but I want you to take this in hand. I really believe that if you want to get good at something, you need to really work and become an expert at it. And you need to work hard. And it doesn't matter how long it takes you to become an expert, but once you become an expert, then that's when you're going to win. Now, you know, I've made some personal decisions in my life. Last 2.5 years has been a really challenging time for me. There's no question about it. My family, we've had some personal things that happened to us. It hasn't been a pretty time. How do I stay so positive? How do I stay focused? Because me personally, I don't know if anyone else on this call, and everybody has a different way, I put my faith in Christ. That is my rock. That is where I take all my fortitude and all my strength. And that's what I did. But you know what? During COVID, I got pulled away. So I've done a couple different things. I've decided to make a commitment to get really good at being and following Christ. So what did I do? I'm in a new church. I joined. I'm in a Wednesday night Bible study. I got involved with the church in building sets that have, you know, amazing, like almost Broadway style Christmas shows and stuff like that. My daughter Emma's involved in theater, and she's a makeup artist. And so I decided I was just gonna just really pour myself into that. And also, I've decided to get better at me in all different ways. So I'm pouring myself, I'm plugged into my church, I'm going to a Bible study, I'm studying scripture, and what's that going to do? That's going to make me grow in that area. I'm getting fit, so I'm watching what I eat. I only eat, you know, during the week I eat certain meals. I started studying a nutritionist, and I started following that, and I'm going to a gym 3 days a week, because I'm going to get fit mentally, I'm going to get fit physically, I'm going to get stronger, I'm going to get smarter, because what that's going to do, that's going to allow me to be a better person. And when you're a better person and you can get your mind in the right place, you can get your heart in the right place, you can get physically stronger, you can get mentally stronger, you're going to be able to do the things you need to do to be successful, and that's serve others. I can't think of any other human being in this entire world that has exemplified that more than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was a servant. and he served other people. And if we can reflect him, and it doesn't matter what you follow, doesn't matter what religion you follow, you can find a servant that you can emulate. And if you can become a servant and you can serve other people, I believe that you can be successful in Ambit Energy to the level that you want to be successful in Ambit Energy. And you can put your business in this position. All the other thing that Ambit Energy presents is mechanical. And you can learn the mechanical. And we've all had to change the mechanical. And we've all had to learn how to go on Zooms and go online and do all that kind of stuff. And now I see the meetings are coming back, and we're and the Northeast is flipping around. We have like 6 or 7 markets that were considerably lower than the incumbent. I mean, things are growing. The mechanical parts you can learn, because there's examples out there of people in Ambit Energy that have already won and been successful, and all you need to do is duplicate them. We have a duplicatable system, a franchise-style system that can be duplicated if you put your mind to it and learn it. But all the learning you do in the mechanical part is not going to help you be successful if you don't master the mental part of this business. And the mental part has nothing to do with anyone else but you and the person that stands in front of the mirror in the morning. And if you can get yourself right spiritually, and you can get yourself right mentally, and get yourself physically and emotionally in a state, what you're going to do is you're going to become an attractive individual in a lot of different areas. And then as you're networking and you're growing and you're putting yourself in a position like that, you're going to put yourself in a position that is the ultimate leadership role in the network marketing model, and it's serving people. And if you listen to Les Brown, if you listen to Jim Rohn, if you listen to Zig Ziglar said it better than anybody else has ever said it. He said, help others to get what they're going to get, and you're going to get what you're going to get. And that's an example of what our system presents. Our compensation plan, everything that it has, it presents to do that. But if you listen to the noise and you listen to the things that are going around you that are negative, or you dwell back in the things that are going on without realizing that there's a reason for everything, and there's a reason you have to walk through the valley until you reach the mountain. I heard from a speaker one time that describes life, and I'm going to end with this. And I think if you could just take this simple example of life, you'll realize that everybody is dealing with this. In life, you are either in a couple different places. In life, you are either in a valley or on top of a mountain. And during those journeys, you're either climbing up the mountain to get to the top from the valley, or you're either falling off the other side down into the valley again. And that's the journey of life. And I think if we had everyone on this call describe their life, we could identify valleys and we could identify mountaintops where you've had successes and wins and just family successes and love. And then you've also had hate, and you've also had broken relationships and deaths and all the bad things, and it's part of being in the valley, being on top of the mountain. What you need to do tonight is you need to identify where you are, because once you know where you are, you know where you're going. So if you're in the valley, you just need to pray and realize that you already know how to climb out and get to the top. If you're on the top, listen, enjoy it, but look around and watch your footing, because there is the edge of the top, the edge down to the valley again. And I believe that if we can have a very simplistic perspective on life like that and find the God that's going to provide for you. Mine is Jesus Christ. My Savior has put me in the position that I'm in. I know that the fortitude of where he's at helps me every day. He has a plan for me, and it's just my job to identify that plan. But we need to put ourselves in a position that we can be realistic with ourselves, give ourselves a mental break, grow spiritually, mentally, physically, and you're going to put yourself in a position where you can win in this business. So guys, before we open it back up, man, get out to the kickoff on the 25th. If you're anywhere in Texas, you should be there. I'll be there. This is going to be an event like no other event. It's going to be in like an amazing setup, sports club style, fun games, learning, building relationships, networking. I'm I'm going to get some new people there from that just got into my Texas business, and I couldn't be more excited about that. So, guys, let's rock and roll, and put ourselves into the position that we can win. I'm going to open the lines up, and you guys can say good night.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff, wow, nice. Everything you said, awesome.
Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Awesome.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, guys.
Thank you, Jeff, from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you.